Welcome back to Crooked Spine Show. Today we talk to families and couples at the Foothill Family Shelter. This is a nonprofit locally that helps people transition from financially supported housing to on their own by teaching them skills from 1-2, giving them a head start, helping them budget, for example, things like that, and other resources. What I've done here, being one of their first speakers for their program, is help them understand the mindset and also things they can do and resources to get the next level for these people. To start out with, I tell them my story, how I've gone from up and downs in my life, and what I've done to get there, listening to podcasts, listening to books. I always have my earbuds in my ears, learning something, either looking at something or watching something like that whenever I'm awake, whenever I'm not working or with the family. Over 35 minutes, I go through certain topics such as going for the no's and what that means, understanding too how to reach goals, how to set a good mindset, ask yourself certain questions, certain ways to ask questions in a relaxed state to be more creative to find the answers on your own. Okay, and again, goal setting, I give a couple books to How to Win Fans, Influence People by Dale Carnegie, and also Go for the No's, a pamphlet book. I think I'm going to put the links up for all these books and resources. Next part we talk about after goal setting is also finding good mentors, maybe in the center or people outside of here, you can help keep you accountable for your goals and helping you push you through some of the goals that you can actually do more of. Okay, we give examples of LeBron James and Tony Gonzalez, how they've worked through some of their issues, how they stayed at the top even as they've aged through the years. We also finish up with forming good habits and what that means and maintain those habits routinely. And also too, we talk about basically how to gain trust with people and how to continue to grow again, how to learn as you get through things. So again, this life skills and resource talk was part one. I'm going to go through part one next few weeks too, part two I mean. At that point, understanding how do we get over our fears and fears that cause us not to move, not to learn, and kind of stay stagnant, continue to grow over time with these habits and also these goals, all right? So I hope you enjoy this quick 35-minute spiel, and I'll see you afterwards.
Introduce our speaker tonight, and he'll be here again 2 weeks from now when we have our next group meeting. But we have Dr. Tony here. He is a chiropractor, right?
Yep.
Chiropractor. But also a motivational speaker.
I do a lot of talks of high school ROP programs, some kids, some adults too. So a lot of it is that combination of how to get people to get to the next level. That's really key. It doesn't matter if you're in high school, graduated in college, or even beyond that too. Where are you now? How to get to the next spot? Right. So my first thing I always do, shake everyone's hands, don't. And my biggest thing with my talk today is learning skills, right?
Get these out of the way.
Okay. Learning skills and also education, correct?
Right.
High school education. I'm a chiropractor. I've been a chiropractor 15 years now. I still learn every day. I listen to podcasts every day. I watch videos every day. I'm always going, how do I help someone else out? How do I help if I haven't learned my own skill and continue to learn? Okay. So what I do a lot of books, videos, cassette, audio books too. And how do I get those? They're all free on the internet. Okay, everything I do in my office is free. Something I give my kids is free. Rob mentioned you guys have internet access here too, internet access for some people?
We have it in our office.
Okay.
So they're welcome to use that office. Okay. If a computer there where they can.
So for me, I have my earbuds in probably 12 hours a day. If I'm not working, play with my day off. So what I do is I'm going to the store, I'm going to my wife somewhere. Yesterday I took my son back to school, same on the way down, on the way back, listen to a book, a 2-hour book the whole way. So how do you educate yourself? Not educate yourself, but how do you learn something new that can help you in your next part, and next part, and next part? Okay. Have any of you heard the book called, it's called, what is it called? What was it? How do you influence friends and help people? It's a book by Carnegie and talks about the simple things. Shaking someone's hand, looking in the eye like you guys all did, okay? A lot of kids that shake their hands and don't look in their eyes. So you guys are one step ahead. How do you do that? How do you do it with a smile? How do you help someone every day? How do you say thank you? How do you say I appreciate that? Okay, a lot of stuff that as you guys have kids too, how do you get them to see that example? I have 4 kids as far as I know. Okay? So a lot of it is how do I get them to see that benefit as I work hard to support them? And push it on to them, not push on them, but be an example how to act in front of other people. You know, I always say you're welcome more or appreciate that. And my wife says, why do you say thank you so much? Why not? know? By being sometimes quiet, especially in the Southern California area, you'll sometimes see it as a negative way. I like to talk to people, I like to smile with them in the eye. But those are simple things you can start doing, and you guys bring them already too, to get the next spot. Okay? Everyone's different. I went through a divorce, I lost my house a few years ago too. I kind of got myself back out of it. Again, it was because I read a lot. And I also read the Bible, I did it's my own personal thing. But how do you find something you can do every day for half an hour, that gets this right, so overall your rest of your day does well too? A lot of it is reality, right? Okay? How do you have better perception on reality? So overall your perception of someone else can see it as, hey, that person's a good person. Okay. Who's looking to get another job where you guys are right now? What's the next step for you guys? Are you guys happy where you are, or how do you get the next spot? Robert mentioned a lot of resources you guys do have here. Okay, work those resources. I gave him some more too yesterday when I talked to him. There's a lot of things out there that unless we go what's called go for the no. Let me close for a second. I get really distracted. I'm easily distracted. It's called go for the no's. Okay, if I go and talk to, for example, say 10 people I want to talk to because I do interviews for my podcast, my videos to my office. If everyone came in my office and said, and if I had 10 people come in and all 10 said, hey, I don't want your care, I'm like, I'd be upset, right? No, because I need to see 30 people to see 10 people. I need to interview for 10 jobs to have one or two good positions that I want. I need to go for the no's so I understand, hey, the one person I talked to, Darren Daly, he's a professional real estate guy and he's done very well for himself. Hey, when he first got into real estate, he didn't know what was going on. But he did say, I want to have 50 no's a day to be successful. So you call people, knock on their door, stop at the grocery store, hey, do you need a realtor? No? Okay, great, thanks. He knocked off his 50 no's to get maybe 3 or 4 yeses. So you have to be able to go for those no's and go, really, that's just part of the game. And if you're in sales, you have to be very strong, confident-wise, a good attitude, realize I may call 10 people, and 9 may say no. 1 may say maybe, and hang up on them. So I call 10 more people, and 12 more people. So realize it's not you, it's them. You have to go in with that attitude, that genuine attitude, hey, look, I'm here to help someone. I always look at myself, when I wake up in the morning, go, how do I serve someone today? What can I do more of? I'm at work today, how do I go to the grocery store and help somebody out? Let me put a front line. Now, how do I do that genuinely by doing it every day? Okay. Also habits too. When you say thank you every day, when you say I appreciate it every day, when you help someone out, when you do that every day, it becomes a habit. When I go lunch with my wife, I can say thank you before they come up. She goes, why are you doing that? It's my habit. It's part of what I do, but how does it take the form of habit? What do you think?
You have to practice something. They say it's 20 times to break each one that has.
You have habits here, habits here. My habit of not working out is over here. To get a habit of working out, you can't have both. The habit of being nice to someone, you can't have the habit of being bad to somebody. So you gotta choose one or the other. It takes about 4 to 6 weeks. Seems like a long time, right? Once you've done that 4 to 6 weeks, the rest of your life becomes your unconscious ability to do it. Make sense? Any questions about it? Whatever you want to do, give yourself 4 to 6 weeks to see that improvement. Realize, I may not like the smile every day, but I'm going to do it because, for example, I'm going to actually enjoy that. I may not used to be saying thank you or you're welcome to someone when I talk to them. I'm going to do that because it makes me feel good 4 to 6 weeks down the line. But what about now? If I lift weights today, am I going to get super buff like most sportsmen? I'm not, right? It takes a while. For me, it's never going to happen. But how do you do that to see a benefit 4 to 6 weeks later by learning something today, practicing today, change your habits so you see that benefit? Okay? How do you maintain that unconsciously? By writing it down. Very, very simple that we forget about. Some people do. We learned, I'm 43 years old, and most people that are, Generation Z, as they're called, under 20 years old. If you're not the generation, we all learned our skills in elementary school and high school by writing things down, right? That's a neurology. By writing down the magic in there, we write them down our goals. At that point, we see that as an overall benefit. it gets in here. Writing down, I'm going to say thank you to 5 people today. I'm going to say, I'm going to use the word welcome 10 times today. I'm going to smile to a complete stranger today. It may make me feel uncomfortable, but if I have it written down, at that point, you have to do it. You're like, dang it, I did it. Okay? Write down your goals. I want this a month from now. I want this 6 months from now. I want this by the end of the year. Having that goal and seeing it in your face every day, in your mirror, for me, in my wallet, put it there and go, oh, forgot to do that today. Wherever I'm going to be, I'm going to see, we'll get in here, so that becomes my unconscious of what I want to do that day. I have goals for my personal life, my office, and my goals to help serve more people every year. So by doing that, I put them around my house, on my bathroom, in my car where I can see it. That's what reminds me what to look for. When I read every night, I try to at least. I have goals in my book that I put in there all the time, what I want this month, this year, and 5 years from now, 10 years from now. I would focus on a month from now and 6 months from now. What can your goals be by what you're doing now to get there? And what can you change so at that point you see that improvement throughout the period of time? And start with one day. You go home tonight and go, I want to do this tomorrow 5 times. I want to try this tomorrow 5 times. And you look at your sheet and go, I did maybe 3 or 4. Take that same goal the next day, and next day, and next day. How to repeat that so it becomes here, not just on here. And for me, because I'm weird, I write my goals every day. My wife goes, why do you do that? Because I like to waste ink and paper. No, because it gets in my head easier. I'm not very smart, but I'll work hard at what I want to get. When I read a book today too, a lot of it is, you know who Mark Cuban is? A little of the Dallas Mavericks, Shark Tank, things like that too. I was podcasting with Ty Lopez today. He says the easiest part of his life when he got fired was right out of school because he had nothing. He had nothing to lose. So he had nothing to really give up if he failed at a job or a business or an opportunity that may have risked his person, his character, but nothing physically. So he had no high-end bills or other things that he worried about. Or a business that already had 200 employees that he was going to lose if he made the bad decision. It was a low risk. So wherever you are right now, how do you get to the next spot? Taking a little bit of risk, realizing, I was looking over last night too, it's not if I win or lose, how do I learn from that? What else can I do? Okay, when someone says, for example, wrote down last night, I can't do that, instead of saying that in your head, say, how can I do that? How can I change something? And instead of using the word can or won't, how do you give yourself a window to understand, how do I learn that? How do I learn that skill? You know, I don't use the words can't or won't or never, things like that, or ever, because those are, I won't call them, they're blocks to me. I can figure it out. What do I have to do to figure that part out? How do I learn that? It's gonna be hard. If it's not hard for me, it's not worth doing. And if I'm not tired when I read a book for the first time, I'm like, I got a tumor right here in my head. At that point, I go, I'll learn something today. And that'll make me strong the next day and next day. Okay. When you learn, make sure, if anything, you're in a relaxed state. Everyone's different with this. But if you're under stress when you try to learn something, remember the stress when you learn something, it kind of blocks the learning process. We'll talk more on the 18th, I think, about nutrition, exercise, things like that. But the biggest thing when I do I have a podcast that I run too, I want people to understand that there's different ways to relax. When you're in a relaxed state, your body will pick things up more and be more creative. How do you make that one thing into your thing? When I work out, my best ideas come from after my workouts. There's a book called Spark that talks about that, where your body is more relaxed, you have more endorphins, you have more relaxation hormones going, your body can actually think better when you're in that state, whatever that does for you. Some people, it's exercise. I interviewed a lady yesterday, or last, in the last year, she runs Music Tree, a music place in Pomona, and hers is music there with kids, with adults, with kids with ADD or other problems, adult problems too. So how do they get over that? Using that as a way to release and get their body to relax out. How do you get to a relaxed state first, maybe music or exercise, but wherever you think it might be, that's when your body can get to that state and then pick up what you want to pick up. And then write down what you want to do the next day or next week. And that'll give you the positivity to where you go, now I can do it. It won't block you. There's a way to quit. There's a way to think about that. Any questions so far? Nothing? You guys already knew all this. That's what it is, right? But that's the thing is, wherever you are now, how do you get the next step? By going for the nose. And by setting your goals, writing them down, that's the thing. Again, we're all, you're a little younger than most of us. Because I'm 43, I'm old. But how do you get to the point where, okay, I'm writing them down, I want to see these results, and this time, this. Once you have that in there, and you've done your steps, when you sleep, this is the most powerful thing in the world, to get you to understand your answers. But I think it's something I wanted to do the day before. I was going to call that person, what's the person's name? They say, wake up and go, that's that person's name. It works very well when you let it, when you're unconscious. So when you have those goals before you go to bed and go, okay, tomorrow I want to do this, this, and this. I'm going to talk to Robert about this, this, and this. At that point, how do I want to present them? I'll think about it when I sleep. Let this work while you get your rest. And you wake up relaxed, hopefully. Wake up a little more recharged and go, now that's the connection. Tell me what to do. Use that power of your mind. We block it a lot. We use technology. We do other things that are telling us, hey, that doesn't work very well. But this is the best in the world. Let that kind of kick itself in. Any questions?
Just to build on that, Tony, with the goals.
Yes.
I use a running note in my phone, and it's big and small things to do. It's a things to do note in my phone, and one of them is build a deck in my house. It's pretty big, but it's still on the list. I see it every time I have this list, and the small thing might be cutting the lawn. And I run through this list every day, and I add and I delete from it. And it keeps me going, and it reminds me of what I have to do, because sometimes those goals, if we don't look at them and remember them when they're not always important to us, we forget about them. But this way, I never forget about, I need to build a deck, I need to cut my grass, I need to do these things. So that to-do list is super good, super reminder.
That's the thing, even when I talked yesterday about coming in today, I was with my earbuds listening to it, right, typing in my phone what I was going to talk about. Mm-hmm. I let that settle in so that when I came in today, I could be more prepared. Yeah. I let my mind work overnight. How can I add to that? How can I give more benefit? I'm still old school. I still want paper and pen. That's what I'm going to remember. That gives me that note on my bathroom mirror and also my car what I should be doing that though. Mm-hmm. And gives me that mindset. But that's just me. But whatever makes you understand, hey, I want this. How do I get there? I have to write it down, and then it'll let my mind work, let my body, let people come to me. Things that you may have not even, it's called Celestine Prophecy, I think, from a few years ago. Things that you see, say you're looking for, a green Ford Explorer. This is your favorite color in the world, you like a Ford Explorer, you're looking for it. All of a sudden, you're thinking about it, and all of a sudden you see four or five of them, which you didn't see yesterday. Mm-hmm. Because now your mind picks everything up. You're looking for, I want this job. All of a sudden you hear someone in line go, hey, I want to hire someone for this. You see in the paper or on TV or the radio, they're hired for this. So how do you get in your head first what you want, and then things will kind of appear to you. It's magic. I don't know what it is. It's magic.
And you said self-fulfilling prophecies?
Yeah, Celestine Prophecy.
Self-esteem.
Celestine.
Oh, Celestine.
Celestine, it's a book from like probably 20 years ago. I thought about last night too. It's whatever you perceive you want, all of a sudden things appear, you hear it, you see it. I said, you see someone, hell, I'm looking for a red jacket, and all of a sudden you see five people walking around a red jacket, I'm like, and they're the same people there yesterday.
Yeah.
Just didn't really realize what you're looking for. Our mind has a great way, because there's about 20 things going on right now around us, to block it out what we're focusing on. So we stay out here in the distractions, instead of being focused, we're not going to have to kind of reach our goal. How do you do one thing at a time to reach our goal? How do you contact the one person might be able to help us too? Okay, you guys are in a good group over here. The biggest thing is, and part of this whole process is, you may have a good day and go, I did my goals today, bam, bam, bam. Next thing you go like, man, I did nothing today. I was just a human. Took up space. How do you find someone that you can work with, be accountable with? Okay, they call it mastermind groups, some people do, professional level, whatever it is, how do you find someone to go, look, I'm going to have these goals. I want to set this up for this week. Can you help me stick to these goals? It's like junior high peer pressure, right? So how do you find someone that you can trust to help you motivate you, not demotivate, because I have some friends that are like demotivated, like, I'm not going to hang out with you ever. They make my life worse. How do you find someone that can help you progress to the next level by going, hey, look, can you check with me in 3 days from now to make sure I got this goal done? I called for these three different job positions. How do I find someone or some people to make sure at that point I can stick to these goals and have someone on my head? If I don't do it, you might be disappointed. Uncle Ann, a friend, someone that you trust and can trust you.
Or a therapist and case manager. Give us a call, let us know.
That's the thing though.
I'll be sure to remind you.
And Robert is good because of what he does, but how do you find someone that you know personally beyond Robert to give you that accountability? You know, that's good. Man, it's a good idea, but I need someone else too. Someone that you have personal contact with. If you don't do it, they'll be disappointed. You're going to feel like not so good.
And you always want to have someone who's better or higher or more proficient in what it is that your goal is than you are. And have that mentorship type of mentality. Because if you're reaching out to someone who's at the same level of you, they can't give you any advice on how to get better or how to reach those goals. So
they need encouragement,
yeah,
but they haven't been there yet.
Yeah, they haven't been there. So I think it's always good to have a mentor in every area. Like, I have a mentor in every goal that we have. We
yes.
have a different mentor because not one person is proficient in everything. So I think that's a good way to have someone to keep you accountable, someone who's already gone through it and it succeeded in it.
And I'm great at my practice. I'm horrible at my finances. So a lot of it is, how do I focus on that and go, how do I find someone else to help with that? How do I learn that on my own or have someone else do it too? So that's perfect. And that's why I do my internships at my office too. Interns, I take kids from high school or RP programs and bring them into college and teach them what I do. I mentor them. Okay? And hopefully at that point, they mentor someone else down the line too. But how do you get to that to where we overall see the benefit? By having someone accountable, a mentor. Someone either emotional or a result-oriented mentor to help guide you there. But realize you have to do the work. They can do the work for you. It's up to you to do the work. All you can do is check it in. Hey, it is like, great, what's next for you? Because once you realize they did the same thing, people that I either read about or listen to, they worked their tail off. You just see them at the peak. You don't see them here. You don't see LeBron James going, hey, yeah, I just showed up today and I became a superstar. He still works his tail off. He spends $1 million a year. $1 million a year? Just on his physical, his trainers. Because he realizes that's why he doesn't get injured. Or if he does, it's very, very simple. He goes back right away. Preparing himself to have a long career, but he realizes he has to invest the time and the work, the energy to get there. Even, I don't know if you guys know who Tony Gonzalez is. He was a football player. You ended up at KC, right? Kansas City? He was there he was the biggest guy in football. I go in spurts here and there based on my time. He was the first guy I knew that played football at 39 years old, which is about probably 15 years older than most football players, injury free for the most part, and was healthy. From when he woke up in the morning to when he went to bed, his regimen was set. He's going to have his yoga. He's going to have his food here. He's going to have create this much water. He had this plan all day long. So his lifestyle allowed him to get to that point, become a good person, a good athlete. He's still this commentary too. He's still in great shape. But he did all the steps, and 100%, he didn't give up on it. He said, I'm taking a day off here and there. He doesn't take a day off. And when you see like LeBron James drinking a Diet Coke on TV, that doesn't happen. That's not Diet Coke. It's not his contract. Because he has to keep his body and his mind healthy. And we'll talk more in detail on the 18th, but whatever we're going to do to get this to relax, to get that to work for you, and get your goals to actually happen, we have to be in a healthy state. If we eat junk food a lot, or if we're dehydrated, things like that, to an extreme, this can't work properly. This stays under stress just to keep you alive to a certain state where your body can stay healthy. We have to focus on this, keeping our overall body health. But as a chiropractor, I focus on joint motion, releasing a chemical response to the brain, a neurological response to the body, so your hormones stay healthy, so your body can relax. Whatever works for you to get there, stay there. And that's where this is going to work the best for you. So So Aurora Body can get there and get your goal set so you see the results that your mentors have received. That they've done. Okay. Any questions yet? So just to recap, it's just personality. How do you change your, not change your personality, how do you make your personality more concrete by changing habits sometimes and setting goals to see the results you want and having mentors or people who can trust to keep you accountable for those goals. And simple goals. Tomorrow, simple goal. What can I do tomorrow to make myself a little bit better? What can, who can I ask for? Who can I look for a resource for this job if that's what I want to do to look for that position? Did it work out? Great. That's one no. Get another no. Get another no. Work on your no's to get to that next level. It's law of averages. The more you ask, the more you receive. That's what it comes down to. Any questions at all? How long was that? I don't keep track of time.
A half hour.
Okay. Any questions? So habits. Form good habits. Start writing things down because I'm 43, so old. I write stuff down. You can use phones or technology, all these widgets or plugins, whatever they're called. Paper and pen.
Yeah,
write your goals down. See them. Set them for yourself. That's what you want to do.
My husband and I have a book that we have together, and it has like, it's random, it's not organized in any way, but if he has a personal goal, he'll put his personal goal, I'll put a personal goal, or we'll put goals that we have for us together as a family.
Yes.
And then how we hold ourselves accountable is every now and then we'll pull it out, and not, you know, always together, sometimes so randomly
yeah.
pull it, I'll pull it and see, okay, what are we doing to stay on track to these certain goals? And there's stuff that's on there that we get to like mark off and stuff. But
are your goals time on a time schedule too?
Oh yeah,
good.
Oh yeah. We have the stop sign. Robert calls it my stop
yeah.
sign, but it's a whiteboard that I have like what our things, our to-dos for the week and to reach for goals and tasks, and then we have like our long term on the other side so that we're making sure we're staying on track.
That's all it is. I mean, my goal is to have, I want to see so many people by end of January at my office. I want to have this much taken care of by the end of 3 months from now. So I want to have set goals so I see those every day. You know, and don't be scared. I mean, some people don't have goals yet, or some people have written things down. When you start, it's going to be awkward and weird. Expect that. When you change something, it's going to be awkward and weird. It's going to be like, I'm not used to this. That's how you grow. That's how you learn that you become a different person. If you want the next step, to grow. You have to set goals. For me, write them down, set a timetable, and let that habit settle in over a period of 4 to 6 weeks by doing it. For me, I do them every day. That gets me to learn it faster, see it in here, and also from here into here. Especially when I sleep. My wife puts some type of oil over me or something. Think better on her. But it works. Any other questions at all? Questions?
I think a big power of that list or goal is being able to see and witness the stuff that you've already achieved. It just gives you that momentum to keep doing the next thing or makes you proud of, hey, I did this, and even if it's the smaller things that you see knocking off that list,
yeah.
Those small things add up to get you to do the bigger things. That's what I've noticed in myself is doing the smallest things can lead to, all right, now it's time to get to this big one, let's do it.
There's something called momentum, too.
Yeah.
They call it the mo, too, where when you've done something small, and then at that point you accomplish something else, and you have momentum, okay, now the confidence to do more and more and more and more. But it has to start with small things first, and then the big things become easier. Because now you've climbed part of the hill already, you get here.
Mm-hmm.
And the hill doesn't get that steep anymore.
Right.
Momentum, momentum, momentum. By maintaining that routine, no matter how good or bad you feel, your body will change, your mind will change, your need to actually fulfill that goal every day becomes more, if you want to call it more aggressive, but there's more of a need for that. You want to push your body. What else can I do? If I'm comfortable here, if I'm here right now, I'm comfortable, I get to here, I can't go backwards. This is my new comfort level. I'm comfortable then, at that point I want to reach here, comes a new comfort level to this. So you build on top of that. If over time I can do more, I can say, for example, run more, then at that point that becomes my new standard. You have to go from those and keep yourself active so overall your body can get that point. Once you slow down, you slow down. If I don't work out for a week, I'm like, that's going to be tough to get back in. I stick to it at least 5-6 days a week. At that point, you give yourself that time to let this element where it feels like pain until it becomes your norm. Anything else? It's all just like the habits and the things that happen. Yeah, the habits are the huge thing. Start with one thing and build on top of that. You feel confident that works pretty good, try something else. But have the goals, have the habits, have the need to grow a little bit more, be a little uncomfortable. At that point, it becomes really normal. When you're in high school, right? In high school, we have to run the mile, right? In high school, for most people, like my two girls in high school right now, the first time you see them, like, they're all gonna die. You're gonna have to call the ambulance for them, you're gonna be dead. Within 3 weeks, you're like, that's nothing for them. They actually finish the mile. They speed their time up. They're running track. What the heck's going on with these kids? Because they started here and build up and up. Because they push themselves more than they used to. You see them crying the first week. I'm not going to make it. Call my mom and dad. Now, but they see the kids, upper kid faculty, they can laugh at them because they were there last year. But it's a growing process. We're still growing. And we have to grow this more than anything else now. But if we have little kids, right? We go, okay, you can do this, this, and this. Why can't we do the same thing? Some of us haven't been there yet. I haven't been to a lot of places. But how do you get them to go where they are now? At that point, get them higher and higher and higher. Giving them skills, giving them resources, so they can grow too, as much as we can. We just realized when we're where we are now, just trying to walk, we're like, what the heck's going on? But we have to learn that and keep in the habit. That becomes normal for us, right? We walk every day. But it takes us time to get there. Because that's easy now to us. What's the next step that someone above us sees it easy to? Anything else? That's my whole spiel, people.
That's perfect.
That's the thing, too. There's an author called Carnegie, Dale Carnegie. And a lot of Dale Carnegie talks about the classic things we do that helps us actually become better people. We're not only for ourselves, but also people around us see us to like us more. There's something out there called, it's a magnetic attraction, what's called like attracts like. If I'm someone who's, for example, loud and obnoxious, I'm going to attract people loud and obnoxious. If I'm a quiet person, I'm going to attract quiet people. I deal with my patients, for the first time I've never met before, I want to see their personality. I'm going to match their personality. If they sit like this, I'll do the same thing. And go, wow, that person's like me. It's a mind game. When you do that, especially with people around you, you get to see them open up to you also. I want my patients to go, hey, I want to tell you my story. I want to tell you why I'm here for back pain. I want to tell you that I have back pain, but also I'm here because I can't lift my kid because my back hurts too much. So how do I get that get out of their head? By getting the like me. If you want someone to, looking for a job too, for example, looking to get next step, how do you get them to like you by being someone that is likable? It's very, very simple, but sometimes us as being human, especially guys, it's hard for guys to swallow their pride. It's hilarious. It's one of the guys in my office that come in, guys in their 40s or 50s, they're just like grumpy and old. They're like, grr. And else I go, I become not the grumpy old, like, yeah, it's horrible. You know? Yeah, just, I can't believe someone did that to you. And I think of, oh, yeah, well, then this happened, and they started to open up and talk, like, chatterbox. Gosh, I'm talking so much. Someone didn't want to talk at all. So you gotta kind of have to play with someone, understand who they are first, and give them that ability to like you. You're all humans, right? But how do we sometimes put that wall up and go, nope, this is me. I have too much pride, I'm gonna be my own person. Have to realize, hey, how do I help someone understand who I am by keeping that wall down? Versus what we normally want to do as humans, keep it up. Fight that human ability. Okay? Any other questions at all? Again, learning comes down to how do we get our body to relax. Sometimes when we're, and what I feel sometimes too, when I deal with my patients, when I'm anxious, my shoulders get real burning and tight. I have to fight that and go, okay, how to relax my body? How to relax? Fight your body's chemistry to become defensive. We all have this ability to go, I'm scared, I don't feel good, I feel fearful, so I do this, I lock up, I don't move, and I'm going to be stuck here and live in this fear. You have to fight your body, because once you do that, your body chemistry goes, all stress. Once you start moving,
Your body actually sees that improvement. When I feel stressed, I go for a run. I go for a walk. I stretch. Whatever I'm going to do, get my body to loosen up. Once I do this, I'm like, it's all over. I'm not going to move at all. I have to loosen my body up, increase the stress hormones. At that point, my body can relax, and I can actually learn something again, too. It's my last thing. I realize when your body's stressed, you know what that is for you. May it be a neck pain or a back pain or just you can't breathe. How do you go, okay, I know where I am right now. I'm aware of what's going on. How do I reduce this? How to relax now from this state? By moving, listening to a good music, stretching, whatever it might be for you. That therapy to relax your body, at that point your body can now get back to normal. Once you get stressed and stay here for a while, what does your body do? It wants to stay here. It becomes your status quo, your normal. You have to, if you're there now, you gotta get out of there. If you're not there, you can't stay out of there. That's how we don't work. That's how we stay, we don't move forward. It's a lot of few things here and there, but look at some resources. You know, I'm a big reader, listener of books and videos sometimes at a time. But I'm always around, so I have my earbuds in all the time too for me. Keep your mind open and set your goals, maintain your habits. Do things that help you get to the next point for you. Not for anybody else, just for you. And it's gonna feel awkward and weird. Great. You start. That's it. Any other questions at all yet?
Thank you guys all for being here. Thank you, Dr. Tony, for being here.
Just Tony.
So we're on for tomorrow. Okay, we're on for tomorrow, Dahlia.
All right.
I'm pretty sure.
You too. And if you guys need Robert wants some information about some books or whatever it might be too, or videos, so Robert and I can contact you for that stuff.
I'll see you at one, yes.
All right, you're all set. That's good.
All right, good.
Dahlia, can you sign it?
Hope this talk helped you understand that sometimes our fears allow us not to move, not to grow, not to change what we can change to make our lives better, make our family lives better too. In this talk, I hope you understand that there are certain things you can do, even resources, and I have some of the links in my post and show notes that give you ideas in YouTube videos that give you ideas how to actually work through some of your problems and learn new habits and find good mentors. So at that point, working on those for a period of weeks and months can get you to the next step and where you want to be. Again, in part two, I'm going to post in a few weeks, we'll give you things you can do physically and also nutrition-wise so your mind and your body works from the chemical reaction to hormonal to keep your body relaxed and de-stressed to do these things and enjoy a better life over time. Again, if you like this podcast, please go to our show notes or Facebook and leave a comment or a review. We appreciate that. And in the show notes too, don't forget to go to our iTunes and leave a review. We'd appreciate that. Can you watch and also listen to all these podcasts? I'm going to put the video link in the show notes and share them. At that point, hopefully other people in your area get to live a healthier, simpler life, becomes less stressful for them. All right. Hope you enjoyed this. We'll see you next episode.